friends and family members, the academic procession has arrived. Leading the graduate procession are the winners of the MBA Core Faculty Teaching Awards, Professor William Schmidt and Professor Mani Setaraman, followed by our PhD candidates. The PhD candidates are followed by the MBA class of 2023, speakers and class representatives. These presenters are followed by our three MBA programs. Please congratulate and welcome the MBA class of 2023. rise and welcome the Johnson faculty, led by Senior Director of Programs, Glenn Dowell. Johnson Graduate Recognition Program in honor of the Class of 2023. We're going to begin this afternoon with a little music from Cornell's a cappella singing group. Please join me in welcoming The Hangovers.
I say your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up and quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore. That's why your love keeps on lifting me,
lifting me higher and higher and higher.
Your love
keeps lifting me, keeps on lifting me, lifting me higher and higher, higher.
Well, once I was downhearted, disappointment was my closest friend. But then you came and it soon departed, and he never ever showed his face again. I said your love keeps on lifting me,
lifting me higher and higher and higher.
Your love
keeps lifting
deeper.
Me, keeps on lifting me higher and high, higher. Do 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 do, da da do 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 do, da da do 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 do, da da do 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 do.
Oh, I'm so glad that I finally found you. Yeah, you really are one in a million girls. So when I wrap my loving arms around you, I can stand up and face the world. That's why your love
keeps lifting me,
keeps on lifting me,
keeps on lifting me, lifting me higher and higher. Lifting me higher and higher, higher. Keeps on lifting, lifting me so high.
Thank you so much. We are the Hangovers. I'd like to thank the Johnson School for allowing us to be part of the celebration. Graduates, congratulations. We have one more song. It's a Cornell song. If you know it, please sing along.
Give my regards to Davy. Remember me to TV Crane. Tell all the pikers on the hill that I'll be back again. Tell them just how I busted, lapping up the high, high ball. We'll all have drinks at Theodore Zink's when I get back next fall. Give my regards to Davy, remember me to TV Craig. Tell all the pikers on the hill that I'll be back again. Tell them just how I busted, lapping up the high, high ball. We'll all have drinks at Theodore Zink's when I get back next fall.
Many thanks to the Hangovers for joining us here this afternoon. Before we begin the formal part of the program, I would like to introduce the people on the stage assisting with today's ceremony. To my right, in addition to Professor Glenn Dowell, who led the faculty in, are Dean of Faculty Suzanne Hsu, who along with Glenn will congratulate graduates as they exit the stage. Professor Vrinda Katayali, who will assist in hooding our PhD candidates, and Professor Barbara Mink, who has the daunting task today of reading your graduates' names. It is now my pleasure to introduce Mark Nelson, the 12th Dean of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management. An award-winning accounting teacher and researcher at Johnson since 1990, Dean Nelson assumed Johnson's deanship in 2016. Please join me in welcoming Ann and Elmer Linzeth Dean and accounting professor Mark Nelson.
Thank you, Nicole, for that kind introduction. Members of the class of 2023, families, friends, I am honored to welcome you to the graduation recognition ceremonies for the 76th graduating class of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management at Cornell University. Now, this weekend, we come together to celebrate the accomplishments of 8 PhD candidates, 80 candidates from the Johnson Cornell Tech MBA program, 55 from our accelerated MBA program, and 302 from our two-year MBA program. 22 of you today are completing two degrees, an MBA and another Cornell degree, such as engineering, law, health administration, public administration, or ILR. Today, we celebrate your achievements and all that it took to get to this moment. Today, we celebrate you. But, oh, yeah, how about another round? Can't just have a single whoop and clap. We gotta, you know, we all gotta jump in. So, let's take a moment and recognize that few of us have arrived at a point like this without help from many others. So candidates, let's show appreciation for those who've provided support along this path to achievement, to the family and friends who supported us in so many ways. We thank you. I'd also like to highlight my faculty and staff colleagues who are with us here today. In addition to many Johnson faculty in attendance, we're fortunate to have with us Suzanne Hsu, who is Dean of Faculty and Research for our Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business, which of course includes Johnson, as well as our sister schools, Dyson and Nolan. Andrew, Suzanne, could you give a wave? Yes, Suzanne. Our college's faculty are dedicated to your success, and they've demonstrated that every day, inside the classroom and outside the classroom. Our staff likewise have supported you throughout your journey at Johnson, including admissions, registration, student events, job search, up to and including today. And we all know that an event like this does not occur without many, many people working behind the scenes in ways we can only imagine. So please, join me in thanking the faculty and staff for all they've done and continue to do to support you and support Johnson. Well, enough about them. Let's talk about you. Each person graduating today is a graduate of their particular program, and they're proud of that affiliation, and they're fiercely dedicated to their fellow students. But you've also spanned those boundaries in many important ways. Our Johnson Cornell Tech and AMBA students shared the summer core together. And following this year, these 2 1-year programs are going to join together in a single program. Our AMBAs and our 2-year MBAs shared the elective curriculum throughout the fall and spring semester. MBAs from Ithaca and New York City joined our Johnson Cornell Tech student colleagues to participate in our New York City curriculum, including 7-week intensives and our 1+1 program. And many of you traveled together on treks to Colombia, Italy, Tanzania, Israel, Korea, Japan, the Bahamas, and other locations, both in formal programs and for pure enjoyment. I know you learned a lot, and I have seen pictures documenting that you had a very, very good time. You've supported each other in many ways. You've helped each other succeed in the classroom, both as TAs or as leadership fellows, but also informally on your core teams and work groups. You've helped each other in the job search process with practice interviews, career work groups, moral support. You've invested your time and your energy in each other and in your community. And you've also, at the same time, pursued your own professional growth. And grow you have, and not only in a business sense. Alphonse Harris did a half iron man. Masahiro Yoshida took silver in the Columbia Kendo tournament. And Eric Leone did op support for the Russia-Ukraine crisis, including going to Ukraine to help out. These are just a few examples, but they take me to the second dimension of your experience here at Johnson. We talk a lot about it, impact. You've already worked together to apply your knowledge and your creativity to make an impact on business and on the world. Some of your impact has occurred through your immersion projects, other experiential learning opportunities. For example, a pair of Park Fellows partnered with the Deputy Director of Economic Development for the City of Ithaca to create an economic profile toolkit to inform the city's strategic plan and stimulate growth among small businesses. As another example, 4 of our MBAs developed a demand planning and financial model to guide production of catalytic converters over the coming decade in response to a growing demand for EVs and an expected decline in demand for catalytic converters. As yet another example, some of our EMI fellows worked with Dandelion Tejedes, a small apparel manufacturing and distribution enterprise in Mosquera, Colombia. They were helping to manage finances and increase their reach to drive sales and profitability. These are just a few examples illustrating the work that you've done as part of your program and how it's already affected lives. other impact is occurring as students launch new businesses as a result of their entrepreneurship activity. One new business is Centernal Medical Devices, which has developed a scaffold blood vessel that can be implanted in patients who receive frequent injections, such as dialysis patients, in lieu of a tissue graft from the patient's own leg. This implant is expected to last longer with fewer risks of complications than the current approach, and the technology was developed in Cornell's College of Engineering. Another is Esker, one of the winners of a Cornell Tech Startup Award. Esker is a software as a science as a service platform that, a software as a service platform that simplifies the ESG certification process for small and medium-sized businesses so they are certification ready in weeks, not months. These and many other new ventures are winning awards and attracting funding because they offer well-designed business solutions and they address real pressing problems. You already are producing much-needed products and services. You already are making a positive impact on the world. Your future impact will be remarkable. I'd also like to highlight another way in which you've already made an impact. Each generation of Johnson students benefits from those who came before. Think of the many ways in which alumni and the students in the classes ahead of you have helped you as admissions ambassadors, class speakers, mentors, partners in the recruiting process. They also help Johnson financially in ways that benefit our school today and over time, just as so many of you contributed to your class campaign and the Johnson's annual fund. Everyone in our community should be very grateful for all that you have already done. So would everyone please join me in applauding the achievements and generosity and dedication of this wonderful class. Now, we all know that graduations mark key changes in people's lives, and this graduation marks a change for me as well, as it will be my last serving as Johnson's Ann and Elmer Linseth Dean. It has been an absolute honor to serve our students, our faculty, our staff, and alumni as Johnson's Dean. Every day, I've had a front row seat to witness the many ways that members of our community support each other and work together to do great things. I'll continue to serve Johnson as a member of our faculty, and I'm tremendously happy that I'll be succeeded by Professor Vishal Gaur, who is an extraordinary teacher, scholar, and academic leader. The school will be in very, very capable hands. Vishal, where are you? Can you wave?
Well, a little higher. Yeah,
so now here's my parting ask. You knew it was coming. Whenever you let a dean speak, there's usually some sort of an ask. But this one's pretty painless, and it's very simple. I'm asking that you don't let up. You keep it up. Keep engaging with this community, and keep seeking to make your unique impact as you continue on your unique careers. From a community standpoint, you know you're part of a broader community. You're joining an alumni community of well over 15,000 Johnson graduates, 40,000 college graduates, 250,000 proud Cornellians, all bleeding Cornell red, all now part of your extended family. You've probably heard me say that at Johnson, we have each other's backs while we propel each other forward. That applies to this broader community as well, but only if you're a part of it. So many alumni have told me how much the Johnson Network has meant to them, personally and professionally, throughout their careers. I encourage you to make a resolution. Stay engaged with your class. Stay engaged with the school. Attend at least one alumni event a year. Don't drift away from this community. Immerse yourself in it. And be there for your fellow alumni as you have been for your fellow students in your degree program. My pledge is that we will be here for you as well. From an impact standpoint, I don't have to encourage you to excel. I know you will. The world faces big problems, and sometimes we can respond with fatalism and believe we can't make a difference. But you've already shown that you can make a difference. You are leaders. When a big challenge occurs, you don't have to shy away from it. You can rise to meet it. You've proven you can succeed. And as you advance in your careers, I ask another thing, that you not pull up the ladder behind you. Instead, reach back and help others climb higher. We have worked on allyship here at Johnson. We've celebrated our differences. We've helped each other when we needed it. Keep exercising those muscles. You know that helping another person, welcoming another person into the fold, contributing to their success, that's a wonderful feeling. Your Johnson degree is going to help you on your journey, and you will honor that degree with all you achieve. I can't wait to see what amazing success awaits you. We are immensely proud of you. All in attendance, please help me congratulate the class of 23.
It is now my pleasure to invite three members of the class of 2023, Juno Shao, Sebastian Navarro, and Jocelyn Rivas, to the stage. Juno and Sebastian served as co-chairs for the Johnson Student Council in 2021 and 2022, succeeding in meeting a number of goals and successfully navigating the student body through the end of the pandemic. It is my pleasure to turn the mic over now to Juno and Sebastian, who will present the Apple Teaching Award.
Thank you, thank you. What a beautiful day in Ithaca today, huh? Can I get a round of applause for 70 degree weather? Or what my family in Arizona calls winter, so. Welcome, parents, families, spouses, partners, and of course, my classmates, the class of 2023. It is an honor to be here in front of you. As Nicole said, my name is Sebastian and this is Juno. We had the privilege of serving as your student council co-presidents for the last year. But today we have the even more distinct honor of presenting two way more important individuals here at Johnson. First, we'll be presenting the prestigious Apple Award for Excellence in Teaching. The Apple Award was established by the MBA class of 1992 to honor a Johnson faculty that best exemplifies leadership, enduring educational influence, and the strong ability to motivate students. And this award is nominated and voted all by the students themselves.
I know we all have limited attention spans, so we're gonna announce the award winner first. Our class is honored to present this year's Apple Award to Professor Sanjeev Borjav. See, all this claps is for you. Sanjeev is the alumni professor in asset management and a faculty advisor at the Parker Center for Investment Research. He has been a faculty member of Johnson since 1999 and has been featured as an outstanding faculty member and professor in the Wall Street Journal and Business Week. He currently teaches some favorite student courses, including advanced topics in accounting, applied portfolio management, and two of my personal favorites, financial statement analysis and the search for alpha. Although I am biased, students, although I am biased as a student of his, don't just take my word for it. Here are some things other students have written about him. Sanjeev's passion and energy to teach and talk about the business world is unmatched, and along with his high level of knowledge, create the perfect environment for students to gain useful knowledge and different points of view that will follow us in our profession after school. Sanjeev's class had no required attendance and no Zoom options, yet his classes were always full. That is the ultimate testimony to his teaching ability. And last but not least, a good professor is able to teach the subject matter of a topic. A great professor instills passion for the subject in their students. And that is Professor Borjav. So, these quotes speak for themselves. On behalf of the MBA class of 2023, thank you for your relentless dedication to Johnson and academic excellence. The enthusiasm and energy that you bring to the classroom changes the lives of hundreds of students every semester, including mine. Now, everyone, please put your hands together and help me in congratulating Sanjeev Borja as our 2023 Apple Award recipient.
Thank you, Juno and Sebastian, for those really kind remarks. I have to admit, this is the first time in 2 years you managed to make me nervous in front of you. So that's saying something. So hopefully the deans will now think twice before they replace me with ChatGPT. So that's for starters. So, but no, seriously, thank you so much for this wonderful honor. It means a lot to me. You have no idea, I would treasure it. Teaching you guys was a lot of fun. It was enjoyable. And so this is simply icing on the cake for me. So thank you again. I have to admit, there are times I thought I was getting way too cranky to ever get something like this again. But this probably suggests I'm not cranky enough yet. So congratulations to you all. You're embarking on a new chapter of your life, which is filled with enormous and exciting possibilities. Make the most of it. The world is your oyster. I wish you all great success in your personal and professional endeavors. When you're successful, do not forget the individuals and institutions that brought you to where you are. Keep in touch with us. You might not believe it, but we do like to hear from you. It's possibly more true of alumni affairs and development, with an emphasis on development. And if you don't know what that is, you'll find out soon enough. So in closing, I have 3 points to make. I'll keep this really short. For those who have taken my SSA, remember economic gravity and disruptors get disrupted. Number two, stock compensation should be treated as an operating cash outflow. Number three, EBITDA multiples don't make any sense in the world of equities. For those of you who are going into a world steeped in EBITDA multiples, I'm looking at you consultants and investment bankers. Remember, you will have to make a choice. Use the right multiple or make a lot of money. I know you'll choose wisely. Congratulations again, class of 2023, and thank you.
Thank you so much, and it is so exciting to have you on stage and give us those wise words of wisdom, to be honest. For our second special guest of today, I cannot be more thrilled to be here. I get to invite up a fantastic friend, a leader, and this year's Johnson student speaker. I remember one of the first interactions I had with Jocelyn here at Johnson. We just wrapped up a case competition, and she comes up and she was like, wow, we both just like really engage in public speaking and we love it and I can tell and you're so passionate about it. And I go up, we exchange some tips and that was the first interaction. Later that evening, she's one of the 8 finalists out of 300 of our classmates getting the best speech and speaking award. So clearly I was trying to take notes from the right person. So thanks for that, Jocelyn. Next, at Johnson, she's also found a way to stay quite busy. She served as Vice President of Health and Wellness and the Student Council. She served as the Vice President of Admissions and new members for the Women's Management Council. She also actively engaged in so many ways with the Hispanic American Business Leaders Association, the Latin American Business Association, and the Johnson Christian Fellowship. Oh, did I forget to mention, all while interning and now going full-time at one of the world's top consulting firms. As you can tell, she's made the best of her time here at Johnson over these last 2 years. She's made all of us proud. As a classmate, as a woman, as a first-generation student, and of course, as a Latina. Jocelyn, yeah, let's go. Jocelyn, eres una inspiración a todos. Gracias. Please, put your hands together and help me welcome the 2023 Johnson student speaker, Jocelyn Diana Rivas.
Round of applause for Gino and Sebastian. Thank you. Good afternoon. Graduating class of 2023 from the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, I'm honored to be with you all today from our commencement at one of the finest institutions in the world. Today, we honor our families, the friends that became like family, for their role in getting us here. We honor their commitment to our dream and conviction of belief in us that it was impossible to doubt our own capabilities. Their patience with our type A behaviors, which we do not admit to having. Our success is your success. Thank you. Today, we honor the wisdom, inspiration, and achievements of notable individuals who have passed through Cornell University. We don ourselves in garnished cloaks and take our first baby MBA steps out into the world. And we say, hello world, I'm here. I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm hungry. I'm powerful. We are the future titans of industry and we welcome the unknown. Whereas others may bash away from uncertainty, we seek it. Knowing we have the skills to take on any challenge, because we are Cornelians. Today, I honor you. Every single person in this room that I have the privilege to call classmate is skillful, powerful, innovative, has taught and brought their unique ability to the Johnson community and made it better. As classmates, we have loved each other, challenged each other, dared each other to be greater. Today, I'm a better person for knowing all of you. In the same spirit, I humbly hope the words I share today may help you all as you begin on this great adventure of life. With digitalization, globalization, AI optimization, let us embrace the rapid pace of change as the catalyst for our own personal growth and success. We have a responsibility to develop a strong sense of self and uphold integrity when influencing entire industries. Be kind, be brave, and stand up for what is right, and guide others through the valleys of adversity. In the words of Cornell alumni Ruth Bader Ginsburg, fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you. In times of uncertainty, be bold. Where others see danger, see the opportunity and see the value of transformation. Be fearless. Be so completely yourself that everyone else feels safe to be themselves around you. Be a leader worth following, as a man who stood in my shoes a year ago today declared. Thank you, Jeremy. Undoubtedly, unabashedly, and unequivocally believe in yourself. Being fearless also means being vulnerable, to have the courage to work through all your fears and change them. In May of 2017, I made the decision to leave New York City to leave one of the leading global financial institutions, to leave an entire version of myself behind. After years of a life solely focused on the prestige of success, I realized something. I wasn't happy. The deep sense of loss and lack of identity I felt when I accepted that all the hard work I had spent my entire life to achieve in the end left me empty and ultimately changed the core of who I am. I truly came to understand that the definition of success lies in not letting the success define you. I learned to shift from ego to joy, from fear to love, from apathy to curiosity and expectation to exploration. I learned loss is good. I urge you to lose who you think you need to be in order to find who you truly are. Shed your past selves. Fearlessly and boldly refine your life. It's your magnum opus, after all. Every next level of your life will demand a different, better you. My final parting lesson, I hope, will be a source of strength for all of you. In all things, find joy. What is joy? 2 years ago, we started a journey to discover how the MBA would tie into our joy. I cannot stand you before. Sorry, guys, this is a really great honor, and I'm really excited to share this with all of you. I can't stand before you today, urging you to be courageous, if I cannot first be courageous myself. 1 year ago today, I was diagnosed with depression. Though the realization and confrontation of my fears felt devastating, it was also a relief to understand. Just like that, I was back in New York City. I felt I had lost and disappointed myself once again. On the days I could not get out of bed, I simply stopped showing up for myself. It became unbearable to carry on this way. I remember the day I looked in the mirror and I asked myself, was I going to let life overtake me, or was I going to take on life? That day I made a choice. I decided. I leaned into the supportive friendships I made at Johnson. I relied on our incredible faculty and mentors like Risa and Drew for guidance and insight. I pushed every day outside of my comfort zone until I learned to accept my flaws without judgment. Create your own space for self-actualization, and give way to who you were meant to be. It is when we become the best version of ourselves that we can be the best leaders, the best role models, the best influencers. When we collectively and actively seek the best version of ourselves is when we can create a better world. Succeed in your own way. Don't let anyone or anything rob you of your dreams. If you stay true to yourself, no matter what happens, you win. One of my personal role models, Oprah Winfrey, said, "The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams." Class of 2023, you have everything in your power to bring about a better world. So choose. Decide. Don't seek to be great. Seek to be yourself, and that will be greatness embodied. Become everything you've ever dreamed of. The world needs you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jocelyn, for your inspiring words, and thank you to Juno and Sebastian for your tireless leadership of the class of 2023, and congratulations again to Professor Bourgeois on his well-deserved honor. We will now proceed with the individual recognition of graduates. Begin with the hooding of the doctoral candidates. Professor Cadiali will perform the hooding, and Deans Nelson and Chu will congratulate each doctoral candidate.
Elena Yewon Her. The Order Effects on Consumer Decision Making, Suzanne Hsu, Advisor. Wayne Johnson, Influencing Perceptions and Support of Novel Ideas, Elizabeth Mannix, Advisor, First Cute Baby Award. Wee Kiat Lee, Workforce Management in the New Economy, Yao Tui, Advisor, Second Beautiful Baby. I'll stop. Yang Liu, Corporate Strategic Patenting Behaviors, Evidence from Machine Learning Methods, Gautam Ahuja, Advisor. Ashish Ochani, Delayed Media Coverage of Earnings News, Evidence from Cryptocurrency Markets, Sanjeev Borjaj, Advisor. Jun Oh, Antitrust Risk and Voluntary M&A Disclosure, Eric Young and Luo Zhou, Advisors. Nice. Katya Potemkina, Three Essays on Corporate Inequality, Scott Yonker and Hyun-Seob Kim, Advisors.
Thank you, Professor Cadiali. Please join me in recognizing the achievements of our PhD candidates and wish them continued success in their academic careers. We will now recognize the members of the MBA class of 2023. As Professor Mink reads the MBA graduate names, she will highlight dual degree candidates as well as those students who are graduating with distinction, which is the top 10% of each class. The MBA graduates will be recognized by program in the following order. First, the two-year Ithaca MBA, followed by the one-year accelerated MBA, followed by the Johnson Cornell Tech MBA program.
Juno Shao, with distinction. Sebastian Alberto Navarro. Jocelyn Dariana Rivas. Bibitayo Ebunlomo Abikoye. Jonathan Yaorong Lee, with distinction. Muhammad Abdullah. Ahmad Hattab. Pranav Agarwal. Christina Aguayo. Tenny Akeju. Nura Hamad Alajian. Samuel Alazar. Suleiman Youssef Aldafa. Joseph Elkowski. Grace Isabel Allen. Marcelo Enrique Aranibar. Andrew Armida, with distinction. Monica Avala. Pranavi Besetti. Sai Sharan Bandi. Shristi Pradeep Banka. Rirwan Ayobamidile Bello. Peter Miller Berman. Surbi Bafsar. Jake Blyweiss. Christina Lauren Bourne. Levi Bowen. Mark F. Bradley Jr. Matthew Bronk, with distinction and plus one. Jasmine Shante Buchanan, and gorgeous person. Killing me. It's killing me. Zachary Buzzard. Stephanie Dumo Cayento. Conrad Joseph Kamadi. Dominic James Valentinian Carboni. Maria Daniela Carranza Rojas. Christopher Cartwright. Lauren Celano. Kimberly Chong. Jacob Aaron Charms. Jasmine Chima. Daniel Chi. Blake Chien. Ted Chung. Brittany Jean Kaufman. Benjamin Green Cohen. Thomas Martin Connors. Emma Rose Conover. Gregory Taylor Cummins. Yunsi Dai, with distinction. Firos Nabil Dar. Spencer Davis. Gisele Gimelo Silva. Nicole Dioven Berenger. Gabriela Maria Dorido Davila. Justin Michael Dank. Adit Nilesh Desai. Krishna Desai. Elizabeth Detweiler. Gotami Dikala. Huiyang Ding. Jose Fernando Dosal Ellis. James Duong. Humberto Armando Duron Gonzalez. Tamar Emritze. Manuel Escobedo Terrazos. John Matthew Evans, with distinction. Diana Fanning. Veronique Falkovich. Lin Sheng Fan. Devin Michael Fiat. Kenny Maria Anna Francesca Ganiswarna. Vaibhav Gargi, aka Vinny. Huve Garnica. Nathaniel Gleason, with distinction. Jennifer Godin. Daniel Grados Meneses. And Demet Grossman. Olivia Mildred Lisa Gustafson. Soo Hyun Ha. Robert Sherwin Hamlet. Valerie Charlotte Hanke, with distinction. Anna Alyssa Harris, with a dual degree in industrial and labor relations. Walter Andrew Heaney. Benjamin Ezra Hirschfeld. Cody Hawkheiser. Darren Marcus Horn. Heidi Mujen Singh. Tim Hu. Yanfan Hu. Elliot E. Eigenbohr. Rachel Isaac. Alisa Istomina. Shrita Ajay Iyer, with a dual degree in health administration. Anirudh Jain. Samir Ashok Jain. Vani Jain. Varun Jain. Almendra Lucia Carmela Jaramillo Franco. Keelan Jarvis. Jason Nathaniel Jenkins. Bohan Jiang. Lydia Jun. Scott Kaiser. Lauren Marie Kaminsky. Vidur Kanodia. Tapen Kaur. Amanda Jean Kaufman. Corey Keneally. Sornprapa Ku Udom. Etisham Kurshid. Zoe Kim. Hatsuo Kimura, walk slowly, please. William Charles Kinney, Jr. Cole Kitchen. Morton Matthias Klavenes, with distinction. Ania Simone Knotts. Georgi Kopashvili. Georgi Kopashvili. I stand corrected proudly. Melissa Ann Kowalski, with a dual degree in health administration. Alexei Kruglov. Ina Kumar. Jason Techin Kwan. Sarah Landis. Ryan Robert Larkin. Marvin Lee. Kaylee Yejin Lee. Stephen Yusog Lim. Jamie Renee Leibowitz. Eric Jonathan Leon. Eric Matthew Levin, with distinction. Rodrigo Lay, with distinction. Xiaomeng Li. Xiaomeng Li. And people. Thank you. Yin Li. Lucia Maria Ligamari. Michael Poyen Lin. Jacqueline Shira Linevsky. Matthew Lipper. Justin Liu, with distinction. Singyo. Angel Yol Yi. Blerta Leku. Thank you. Chao Shin Sophia Low. Martin Lopez Fretas. Andrew Liu. Avery Lucas. Florence Luna. Marshall Confet Lee. Cristiano Machado Marshner. Juan Camilo Mahecha. Rachel Mahoney. Philip James Manna. Sean Thomas Mansfield. Rohini Mayam Seshasai. Guillermo Marcus. Grover Franklin Mayo. Matthew Lawrence McCabe, with distinction. Ryan McHenry. Nitika Mehta, Adam Melson, Monica Ileana Mercado with a dual degree in industrial and labor relations, Alvita Miranda, Prarthna Mittal, William Robert Montgomery with distinction and two kids. Camille Ann Morrow. Kelly McCann Moses. Michelle Trisha Muhebwa. Parti Mukherjee. With distinction. Amy Marie Murrow with a dual degree in industrial and labor relations. Mia Mushek. Emmanuel Mwaka. Alisa Nabila. Dennis Lawrence Nabrinsky. Tran Diep Kat Win. Yan Chao Ni. Chidera Ikenna Nwafor. Vanessa Nokocha. Carly Ann O'Brien. Sean O'Connor. Stavros Orfanos. Thomas Ryan Ott the second with distinction, and the third. Thomas Charles Pagani with distinction. Priyanjana Pal. Sharwan Rajesh Pandit. Dharmesh Patel. Alexander Perez. Joseph Adam Perez. Jeremy Phillips. Morgan Phillips. Justin Richard Priest. Eduardo Jose Ragolta. Ragundanan Reddy Sarsan. With distinction. Again? Robert Lewis Reed. Face that crowd. Megan Reichling. Meredith Ann Reed. Christopher Dodds Reith. Jan Wren. Tubagus Rifaiz. Benjamin Roberts. Ruben Robles. Jorge Eduardo Rodriguez Funes, a.k.a. Chayo. Gregory Romain. Theodore Oaks Rooney. Ethan Matthew Rosen. Harrison Rowe. Lalita Sekang. Harshi Chan Saja. Maria Paula Sandoval Suniga. Jeffrey Sore, with distinction. And a tutu. Ilya Sautov. Jonathan Miles Savicki. Christopher Schul, with distinction. Andrew Schwalm. Claire Ellen Sazovich, with distinction. Gracia Ametis Sekar Arum. Leslie Sellers. Yung-Mong Chan. Pratik Shakur. Jacob Douglas Shields with a dual degree in health administration. Sarah Virginia Sibiki. Yasir Aftab Siddiqui. Krishna Harishyam Singh. Ashwarya Singh. Reina Salazar Singh. Shashwat Sitesh. Mutupalayappan Sivanadian. Robert Harry Skoll. Charles Mikan Smijan. Jungwon Song, with distinction. Samuel Lewis Graham Stevens. Parker Seltzer, with distinction. Matt Tezgadin. Kafilatu Tiamiu. Thank you. Luis Esteban Tirado. Verena Toe. Calvin Tong. That was Calvin Tong. Alejandro Toxi Hernandez. Bradley James Troxel. Sharon Puit Yitse. Aniruddha Tiagi. Giovanni Ugut, with distinction and a dual degree in public administration. Run for office, will you? Anna Karina Van Nortwick. Anna Maria Varghese. Adam Michael Villari. Etienne Vincani. Nicholas Carl Friedrich Fitzhugh von Eckstedt. Ha Wu. Benjamin Peter Wagner, with distinction. Amy Anmeng Wong. Samantha Wong. Rachel Suping Wong. Tian Wang. Tim Lee Wong. Yanbo Wong. Michael Wong. Matthew Joseph Washuta. Samantha Weintraub with a dual degree in industrial and labor relations. John Joseph Welsh with distinction. Thomas White. Mike Wong. Yushu Wu. Yutai Shu. Ariel Ayo Yan. Thank you. Xiangguang Yang. Yang Yang. Tony Ye. Sung Un Yun. Masahiro Yoshida with distinction. Sandy Po Chien Yu. Jacqueline Z. D. Wen. Belau Zarur. Erica Xinyang Zhang. Jamie Rona Zhang with distinction. Kathy Zhang. Weiyu Zhang. Haopeng Zhao. Yu Zhao. Zulin Zhou. Shu Yichu. Polly Zhu, with distinction. Gilbert Adjiman. Prabhutej Kumar Alahari. Meshal Al-Hilal. Abir Abdullah Al-Alyan. Hello. Gino Arevalo. Matteo Canali. James Carnes. Chahat with a dual degree in professional studies. Diego Alonso Chavez Guevara. Trishala Desai. Samuel Evans with a dual degree in health administration. Sagar Harinarayan. Mandar Sanjeev Harshe. Ivan Matthew Giron with a dual degree in engineering. Karan Kapoor. Cheryl Call. Faizan Khan. Jeffrey Coker. Sunil Konapalli. Chandra Shekhar Konduri. Mungtia Lee. Maggie Yuten Lee. Rohan Menon. Shobit Misra with distinction. Shreya Mittal with a dual degree in engineering. Hi. Toyo Oteri. And young people. Hello. Hare Krishna Radha Krishna Pillai. Alexandra Plaza Limon with a dual degree in public administration. Siddharth Rai with a dual degree in law. Sam Rashkovitz with a distinction, a dual degree in medicine. Aditya Ravi with distinction and a dual degree in engineering. Ashutosh Rawat with distinction. Ayush Sanjay Preeti Sahani with a dual degree in law. Anastasia Marie Semmel. Anand Sikri. Okay. Kashish Singhai. Saurabh Taluja. Qianming Chen. Kevin Robert Uniac Jr. Pranav Vashisht. Ganesh Venkat Krishnan with distinction. Sujal Wooley. Tianqi Wang. Ryan Shao Yang. Gregory Zelen with a dual degree in law. Hairong Zhang with distinction and a dual degree in engineering. Abdullah. Harit Amit Agarwal. Vartul Agarwal. Rushil Anand. Cynthia Ong. Simarpreet Singh Arora. Venkatesh Balaji. Estratios Botis. Purushottam Chandra. Michael Yongil Choi with distinction. Abhi CVK. Jeffrey Mark DeSanto Rani. Matthew Dresden with distinction. Go Anson. Shambhavi Gupta. Nishita Ravi Hegde. Kei Huang. Jigar Kiran Jain. Tina Jiang. Josiah DeLanzo Johnson. Kostav Karmakar. Archana Krishna. Yongki Cristando. Bhagyashri Uday Kulkarni. Alan Lipchin with distinction. Vrinda Arun Lola with distinction. Kalyan Gautam. Juga? Sadia Mulji. Lena Newcold. Linekar Asaku. Oh no! Annika Lynn Willett, with distinction. Krupal Pandya. Vedija Pillay. Wait. Simona Polakova. Ahana Raghuvanchi. Rahul Rai. Yep. Raja Kulashekar Ramkrishnan. Anamika Rashmi. Nikita Nicole Robinson. Melanie Royster. Saurabh Saha. Antoine Saint-Victor. Ratna Raj Singh. Subi Singh. Saraj Srivastava. Sneha Suresh. Dina Louise Tannenbaum. Aprajita Thakur. Stanton Thomas. Bhuvan Reddy Vayala. Hello. Krishna Venkata. Krishna Venkata. Arvind Venkataraman. Hi. Ravi Nitesh Voletti. Jian Wan. Tony Wan. Thank you.
Congratulations to all of our graduates. You have achieved a great deal and should be very proud. You have been a tremendous class and you will be deeply missed. I would now like to invite Juno and Sebastian back to the stage for a brief presentation. As you heard earlier, this is the final commencement ceremony for Dean Nelson in his role as Dean, and so we wanted to take a minute to present an award on behalf of the class of 2023 to Dean Mark Nelson. I want to take a minute to acknowledge what the class of 2023 means to me. I became the executive director just 2 weeks before the 2 years arrived on campus in 2021. 2 weeks is not a long time to prepare for 300 MBAs, and arriving is no easy feat, particularly at the tail end of a pandemic. And we navigated that, and here we are 2 years later, and I could not be prouder of all of you. You have been stewards of your program, and you will leave a legacy that we are all proud of. As I look out at all of you today, I think about how, in many ways, your journey has also been my journey, though I didn't have to do any finals or participate in any case discussions, for which I am thankful. I am honored to have walked this journey alongside you, and now our paths split, and I stay here and hold down the fort, and you go out into the world. You're going to show the world what I already know, that you are extraordinary. Come back often, whether it's to recruit the class of 2025 or just to stop by and say hello. I will miss you, we will miss you, but you will always have a home at Johnson. I also want to take a moment to thank your many family and friends who are here today, many of whom traveled a great distance to be here. Partners, parents, siblings, close friends, and family, your support of this class cannot be overstated. Their accomplishments are also your accomplishments, and we thank and honor you today. Immediately following the ceremony, we will adjourn to a reception in Sage Hall. Food and drink will be served in the atrium, in the cafe, and under the tents in the parking lot. Please take advantage of seating in the tents around the building, as well as rooms throughout Sage. We hope you all will join us there. And now, before we adjourn, please stand and join us in the singing of the Cornell Alma Mater, led by Dean Nelson and one of your very own, Anaya Knotts. The words for the Alma Mater can be found in the back of your program.
Y'all sing it with me now.
Busy humming of the bustling town.